works. No. I'm all about
that's usually how it comes from mom. I didn't make it connection to it from there. That comes from mom. I put it in mom pile.
Yeah, that is evil.
Sorry. Things have gone kind of batty. I can get back to it, though.
Okay.
What is that?
Okay.
What are you saying? You're not going to say it until I read it. I better the heck read it before I go off to Amarillo. We can talk about it.
Well,
yeah, I do want to get the phone. Oh, good morning. Mom fell down yesterday in the grocery store. Go down for a reason?
Oh!
I don't know if it's just a blackout or if it's just a... Yeah, who knows? It's kind of a bit of a... A history. It's kind of a bit. It's not like it's perfect. I don't think it is. Anyway. Well, it was one of the big ones. Concussed herself. Really out of sorts. So. Yeah. Ever since she's been kind of out of sorts, and I don't know if she's going to get herself back together again. There's some questions to let it understand.
Right.
This afternoon, we've got to go off to Amarillo. Figure out what the situation is going to be. The biggest problem is that. None of this rises to the level of killing her or getting her close to death.
No.
So all of her great plans are somewhat shocked to leave because she's never in that kind of state. Our systems cannot leave her alone about this. you know.
I wasn't surprised.
I know. Well, apparently she wasn't really in a state of dying.
No,
it's just, well, then. You know exactly what to do. And that phrase that way. Anyway, so yeah, there's some questions all around. My firm belief in the medical industry is such an incredible hold on psychologically. And they can pretty much do whatever they like, charge whatever they like, and you have to stop it up. And it's like, you don't have a choice. You know, even though they say that we have a choice with the living wills and with all those things, medical directive, when the moment arrives, they're universally ignored. So you go, what do you do? I guess you just come to grips with it. I was thinking, just a couple of things, I don't know. About the fact that the entire Western civilization is turning itself into a corner, and we will ultimately be under Muslim control. Because, for a whole cluster of reasons, we can't psychologically stop what's happening. So that's really one. The Muslim way of being, which is, we get to write all the rules, we have to live by them, or we get to cut off the hand, or we get to kill you, and the West really wants that. Now, they might not take the closure punishment due for the same crimes, but they find the end game compelling to them, and so they support it. I think they're thinking in classical Western fallacy is that if they let these people in and let them take over, that they will be able to, like they always have for their opposition up until now, shame them into giving them power. And I think it's a terrible miscalculation. I don't think they will be shamed. So, our own pluralistic God says that we can all live together in happiness is going to be our downfall. If we continue to let these people around, it's not a stretch to let because our culture says that we can't not let them around. So it's just going to happen. The fact that they have children and that we have culturally decided not to, because that's simply going to mean that there's more of them than us. The democracy will flip. And if it flips, then probably never have an election again. They'll say, well, we're going to put into place what we think works for us. And, you know, so, now, you have to understand that these things are going to happen. You can't, we really have no mechanism within our culture to stop it. We're trying to find them, but everybody who tries to stop it from happening is being captured. You can't do that. It's like, not going to have your culture anymore. This is the death of your culture. You are staring at the death of your culture. And you go, you're right. I can't do anything about it. Yes, fast. Golly. Oh my goodness. Anyway. But you're going, yeah. It's really funny. You're going, yeah. Are we going to be crushed by someone who doesn't really care about the value? You go, yes. You go, well, I think Latter-day Saints have a good track record of dealing with rather incompatible larger cultures, which is we adapt to it. Because I understand the wrong trend forward. There's a couple of possibilities. Number one, convert to Islam. That's the big one. If you convert to Islam, everything's fine. If you choose not to convert to Islam, you must pay that as the tax. They don't tend to persecute you. They tend to leave you alone, but you pay for the privilege of not being Muslim under them. And so, kind of a custom. That's worse the whole thing. You don't do any of these things. You know. By a couple of people. It's possible that we treat people like refugees. We go, okay. We go, even if that means the old direction of our country. It was a good run, got the church started. This whole religious freedom and liberty and all this good stuff. Probably. Probably going to have a period of thinking that it would be altered. I think it's thin. I think you can turn it. I think you can take some pieces and leave that top one up there. And I think you can turn it. I think you can turn it. As if you can pivot the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
How did they
use that thing? Malleable art. Mine is kind of going, so it looks like whatever art they were thinking, they could get it to them. It's not itself. Of course, it's not. No. You can't question artists. They say, well, it would have been more interesting to that. Turn freely as opposed to some other way. That is not very stable, so it's going to start listing to one side or the other, and you can't really do it. It's going to be done with it by
yourself.
Yeah. And you're going,
yeah.
Okay. I think that's the past. Oh my gosh. Vindicare? Doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm wrong. Anyway, so I was talking about that, and you go, you wake up the next morning, and if there's a new set of rules, you have to start abiding by. You have to learn to start abiding by. church has a long track record of feeling distracted. You know, don't be influenced. We are looking at a particular, what you guys were saying about, look at that Book of Mormon movie. We'll have fun. You push it, we'll move over. Yeah, I don't think it's really a question of right. It's a question of survival. I don't know. For all I know, the thing, the Book of Mormon about, you know, Moroni and stuff like that, perhaps that was information for an earlier period. Maybe it's not applicable to us now. Maybe it was okay in people's records. Well, first year, fighting for freedom and stuff like that. But now it's like, nope. Now it's those stupid times. They could have just handed themselves over to the lady who gets the slave instead of being so bold and stupid, but keep fighting. And you go, that's what we're supposed to do. When the Muslims come to conquer, we go, okay, let's show them what it's supposed to be wearing. You tell me, you're the boss. Okay.
I am not welcome.
I don't think you're. They'll distract you back. And they'll keep you alive, put you back more time. Just like the medical industry. Our biggest thing is we need to keep people alive, because people who are sick, but who you won't permit to die, are cancer. Now we could force them to die. We now have the mechanism that they don't have a choice. They have to. Or we'll destroy their lives. Don't let them keep them alive. And they can keep coming to the hospital. They will continue doing it. If they don't pay us, their children will. Children's children. Okay. So, yeah. You can say, oh, well, most Muslims go to death. I don't care about most of them. I care about them. Because I care about the Muslims who are going to get power and use it. And everywhere where there's a Muslim majority, there's a rise to tyrannical dictatorial government. But that's simply awesome. You can show me a choice to have a majority. It doesn't have a totally freely, I can do whatever I want, sort of leader. Show me that. Put up and shut, for the most part. It says, and you know what? If we want to survive, we better learn what we know. Just put up and shut. Rob. recording. Do I think the church's attitude is primarily politically motivated? You go, but is that the right thing? Well, the Lord showed him that's what's going to happen if you don't do it.
He did it.
Well, no, that is very interesting. Even with all that, God would have said to keep up a practice, I would have done. But he did. We're not going to do that. Yep. This is, to be honest, history. Did you repeat it? Yes. Very concerned. Very calm. We tend to buy our way into countries. Being really nice and saying, you know, provide a lot of humanitarian aid. And they'll say, hey, if you get that, you can come in as long as you don't prophesize what you're doing. Like, that's fine. And you go, I really don't know what Trump thinks of it. I don't even know what he thinks of anything. You take it off the system. But they didn't have the right information. Christ didn't share that with the whole world. He's only going to share that with you. That's his prerogative. I don't have to tell Jesus that. So, yeah. And it's like that. You know what? Are we going to go down? Since in fact, when I look at prophecies, talked about the one leader and this and that, I said, I would consider it. But there's no rule thing. There's no rule for that. We can go to where they want to go. Yeah, well, it's going to be a lot of questions, a lot of killing. And then it doesn't, well, it doesn't like it. Please let us tolerate it. They're not going to involve. Because, yet again, is the next one faster? They go, yes, it is. It's the next one faster. On the heart. Come see me after your class, yeah?
Yeah.
Then we'll go see what